moving forward here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, I have a note to myself and perhaps to all of you. Do not buy watermelon at this time of year.
Why?
It's not tasty. Don't.
Did you try to? Is that it?
I bought some and I just cut into it and I had a bite of it and the taste of
It's a little mealy. Fruit. You have to go with the fruit of the season, Doug. You
right,
know
exactly.
People should
fruit of the loom and fruit.
Get
of
some
the
persimmons. That's what
speaking
you
of fruits. Roberta Fasanelli is here along with Ken Kessler and Jennifer. When we have their story, all of their stories, not my stories, their stories, coming up later in this hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell will meet us in a few minutes discussing this week's issue, should cancer be redefined? Ah, yes. Let's hear it for the feds. They want to redefine the meaning of cancer. Plus, we'll have our three contestants in the Dream Big America contest in the next half hour as well. This could be the website for national health care, could be one of the biggest disasters of all time, one of the biggest ever failures by government. Some people with insight into what's going on. Don't you love the insiders?
Oh, yeah.
I have inside information. However, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on here. Some have found that it's quicker to use a carrier pigeon than to try to use the healthcare website. But even though that's amusing, you as an American taxpayer have spent hundreds of millions of dollars. The website's supposed to allocate hundreds of billions of dollars in subsidies to you. And remember when there are all these people in government bragging about how great this is going to be? Well, for some, and I think Ken Kessler is a good example of it. He's the one on our staff who's signed up for it. He found that he was going to save money and figured out who's going to pay the difference between. I think we have figured it out. Maybe we aren't talking about it because Kenny's getting a good deal and we don't want him to feel badly about it. So, Ken, we're not going to tell you who's paying the rest of your health care bill. I want you to feel
thanks
good about the fact that you're paying
but it
less
starts with B. I mean,
all right. Starts with A.
Yeah.
Anyway, now, so there is a glitch in the website. The president said 3 weeks into this, there's a website and nobody's madder about it than me. Jay Leno had a great line last night. Did you hear it? Michael, play the Jay Leno cut. From last night, will you? The essence of what...
Here's a very disturbing story. You may have heard about this. 25-year-old man in New York arrested for trying to join Al-Qaeda.
Hmm.
Well, here's the amazing part. He said it was still easier to join Al-Qaeda using their website than it was to sign up for Obamacare. He says, right, and he was...
I just don't understand why you could build a $634 million website and then you go, well, we'll call in the real good guys now. You know,
right.
We'll call in the 3 professionals to fix it. Like,
right.
Why didn't you call in the professionals to build it?
Yes.
And, well, the problem isn't the website, really. It's that the healthcare, the information is there so complex and so
that's
intrusive
a lot, yeah.
And
yes,
so
thanks
expensive. Yeah.
Ever see the instructions for Medicare?
I have, as a matter of fact, Roberta.
Where the book they send you is about 2 inches thick.
Roberta, let me ask you a question. Honestly, do you think I actually have read that book? I should be a congressman. I wouldn't read one page of that stuff.
Doug's like, this is a little dry.
I remember when they sent it to my parents. I mean, yeah. I'm saying, okay, I'm college educated. I'm fairly intelligent.
Forget
I
about it. Why waste your
I had
time?
No
you can't
idea.
Understand it. It's the usual government garbage.
No idea what it was saying.
It's like trying to read a ballot measure. They try to trick you on purpose. You
right,
can be as smart. I mean, you have to read it 4 times, and even if you're smart, you have to read it 4 times.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay, well, anyway.
It's confusing. They have their own language.
They do. You're right.
So I figured if I couldn't figure it out, I mean, how is somebody who's, you know, 80 years old
right
going to figure this out?
Mm-hmm. I think that's the idea.
I don't know, Doug. What did you do?
Oh, very
I love
sweet.
You.
Yeah. All right, have you heard the story about Samantha Luthwaite? We were talking about her last week, remember?
Did
the
she have
British
Luthwaite?
Luthwaite.
Did she lose a lot of it?
See, folks, what happens here? After Roberta's been around for a while,
too.
She's such a bad influence on Jennifer, especially, that the wheels begin to come off of the train as it goes down the track. So I may try to give you some information that actually would be worthwhile for you to hear. You could use it to be intelligent in your conversation. See, most people listen to the Good Day program, find themselves smarter, more informed about a more varied area.
Not my fans. My fans, we just like to have a little fun.
I know, I understand.
Loose
weight.
Can have a, yeah. Loose a tooth. Your people are the ones that like to learn something.
Okay. It's all an age thing, I guess. Anyway, Samantha Luthwaite. Now I'm not going to be able to get okay. So much for that. That show will be continued tomorrow when Jennifer's mic is off.
Why is it so funny? That's so funny.
Isn't that just poor kid in middle school?
All right.
Okay.
I
so
dare you.
That's
you know what? Wait a minute. Here's what I want you to do, Jennifer.
Yes.
When you go over to the studio at CRN today,
yes,
and your father's on the air, somehow ever get him to talk about Samantha Luthwaite.
Well, what's great is I'm actually doing a 2-hour show today, filling in for someone, so maybe I'll bring it up and I'll just laugh at myself. It'll
Samantha
be a little
Luthwaite.
Lonely, but you know.
All right, so we won't bother with this right now because we got to get Jack in here anyway. There was a lot of discussion about the status of the term cancer. And so we'll get to Dr. Jack and get his thoughts on that and other things that are important medically to you. It's 13 after the hour. This is Good Day.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And another Rite Aid benefit? Wellness 65 Plus. Members get 20% off the first Wednesday of every month on almost everything in the store. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
OfficeMax, business tip of the day. According to a survey by the National Small Business Association, nearly half of all small businesses have been victims of cyber attacks. By storing your business data on the cloud, your sensitive information can be protected with a secured platform, boost productivity with anytime, anywhere access, and reduce hardware, paperwork, and management costs. This tip was brought to your business by the new OfficeMax Services Center.
Let's get it started.
I own a pop stand, actually two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand. Not today. I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team is printing our new signs and banners at half off. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping.
Let's get it started.
This week, get 50% off on select signs, banners, and posters at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us here on the Good Day program at 16 past the hour for his weekly visit to help you feel better. Dr. Jack is one of the best chiropractors. He's a NUCA board certified chiropractor and really knows his stuff. He happens to be one of my as all the people here on the program are my good friends.
Yes.
And the way they get that way is to take care of me. Jack does a very... I trust Jack. I trust... Actually, I've never been to Ron Hoffman's office yet, but I'm gonna, next time I'm in New York, go see him. But between Ken and Jack, I really do have a balance, and that's really where Jack presents. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com. The Forbidden Doctor newsletter you'll find intriguing. Lots of information there that you wouldn't get, including definitions of cancer. A big to-do this week seems to be the administration's desire to change what cancer is or how it's defined, and there are a lot of people speculating why that's the case. I don't know if that's as important as really getting to the root of what cancer is, Jack.
Well, some of the discussion in trying to change our understanding of what cancer is coming from groups that are recognizing the fact that we're losing the battle against cancer. Cancer is a huge industry. Breast cancer, of course, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
What an outrage.
This month. Yeah, it's all
so
about money.
I'm sick of that pink everywhere and that drivel that comes from those
think before you pink.
People.
The word out there is think before you pink. And it's about keeping a sustaining income stream going.
Right. It's all about money.
It
it's
is.
Like the
it's
Red Cross, all these other nonprofits. It's just
when
money.
The best way to understand these kinds of things is the same way you would understand diabetes, the way you would understand arthritis, the way you would understand heart disease, is you have to look at it historically. You have to look at it geographically in the sense 100 years ago, these things weren't even talked about because they didn't exist.
Heart disease has only
existed to the degree that it has since about World War II. And we've got an explosion of heart disease since then. 70 years ago, it was almost completely unknown. A doctor may never run across a case of heart disease in his entire practice up until about World War II. Cancer was in the very bottom of the top 10 killers 100 years ago. Diabetes was almost completely unheard of, except in the inner cities. And arthritis occurred only after injuries. And so when you look at it geographically in the history of the United States, when dietary practices changed, the diseases showed up. In other words, when we stopped eating food, and by food I mean what nature made, and we started eating the majority of our diet comprised of things that came out of food manufacturing plants that exchange nutrition for shelf life.
Food is not made, it's grown.
Precisely. Precisely. And we get our nutrition from the vegetable kingdom or something that ate the vegetable kingdom. Mm-hmm. And when we start trying to get our nutrition from the grocery store, from a box, a bag, or a can, you are substituting nutrition for turning your body into a disease-capturing process. And it's that simple.
It's pretty simple.
Cancer is simply a dysfunction of the immune system. We have cells inside our body that are specifically designed, the natural killer cell, that is specifically designed to kill cancer cells.
Yeah. The free radicals
and then you have,
roam around
you
in
have
all
other chemicals. Well, that's true. You have other chemicals that are designed to take care of free radicals, but free radicals aren't all that bad because your immune system uses free radicals in an injecting free radicals into the body of a bacteria. You have these other, the macrophages, the...
Let me interrupt you for a second.
Yes.
You're going through all of this. Do you folks who are listening realize how complicated, complex your body is and how amazing... amazing it is that it works and how we disrespect it and it still exists. I mean, we still can make it function, but what Jack's telling you is if you just treat it with respect, you'll live a longer, happier life. You won't get cancer. You won't get heart disease. You won't get all the other things that are part and parcel of what life has become today. It's all about your immune system and how you feed it. I didn't mean to jump in, but I
that's all right. But just eat what your great-grandparents ate.
JackStockwell.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're beautiful. The whole thought behind the song is really icky.
I was going to say, kind of creepy.
Me. Do you remember the song? It was Gary Puckett, the Union Gap, Woman, You're Too Young. This is a guy who's like a late teenager and in love with some girl who was it 14 or 15? Anybody remember that song? I don't want to focus on that because we're all about Ringo here. All right, what's next on the hit parade, Michael? We're doing a Ringo montage. Ah, perfect.
I'm tired of waking up on the floor.
This is for you, Roberta.
No, thank you, please.
No, thank you.
It makes me sneeze. And it makes it hard to
fight. Ah. What's this called? The Knock Knock? What is this song called? I forget.
The No No Song.
No No Song. Crank it up, Michael.
Smile because I did not understand.
No.
Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land. And I said, No, I don't.
So here we are. We're going from molesting teenagers to drugs, and we're all having a great time.
Yeah, that's a great segment.
You are.
70s were a magical time.
Ringo Starr getting ready to release a book of photographs from his Beatle years. But, Kenny, apparently he needs help. Took a picture of some of the fans in a car in Miami in 1964. Mm-hmm. Now he's trying to find out who those people in the car with him are.
Very cool. Why? Yeah.
Why does he want to know who they are?
Yeah.
I don't know. He thinks that he ought to. He thinks that he ought to give him credit. So this is going to be as much fun, Kenny, as his music. I'm looking around at some of these images. Many of them. Let's see here. 240 pictures in a limited edition leather bound collection, culled from photos he's taken over his lifetime. So this would actually be a pretty good table, a nice table, the Beatles fans, for a table book, coffee table book, right? For Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so I can get the story behind the story, see the picture of these dudes in Miami from today's show at DougStefan.com. Love Ringo Starr. Meanwhile, back to the song I was just talking about
young
a minute ago.
Young girl,
right on.
Get out of my mind. Run, girl,
It's a really creepy story.
Really run, girl.
This is a better, can you imagine this being a hit today? Can you imagine somebody singing this on The Voice? Huh?
Yeah, maybe actually I could.
This is a big. This
CeeLo's on this show, you know.
Oh, what happened with him in court, by the way? Do you know?
He's going to go on trial for slipping someone ecstasy.
He is going to go on trial.
He's not on trial for raping someone. That was the original charge. But he is going to be having to face the issue of the fact that he slept, gave her ecstasy. So she said he didn't do. Or he said he didn't do. Sorry. She said
so what is it? I'm being naive here. What does ecstasy do, or do we not
ecstasy
want to talk about it?
Ecstasy is probably the drug you would like best.
I would like best?
I've never done it before, but it's a drug that people take, and then they go boom, chicka, boom, and it's supposed to heighten all your senses.
Really?
See, look at he wants to do ecstasy. Don't do it, Dougie. Say no to drugs. Listen to Nancy Reagan.
just say no. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Danger, neglect, and exploitation. This is elder abuse. But at least seniors in long-term care communities can do something about it, and so can their loved ones.
You can call your local ombudsman, and the call will remain anonymous.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Lydia Williams manages the D.C. office of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program, a federal program that monitors the quality of care in nursing homes, group homes, and assisted living facilities.
You can go through the AOA.gov website/ombudsman and then click on the state in which you're living in, and you should pull up all the information regarding that ombudsman program.
Many states also have a hotline number.
We work with Adult Protective Services, an agency for that facility when those instances occur.
Check out a place's rating at cms.gov.
And you will get a rating from 1 to 5 stars for any particular facility.
All links to more info are on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the one.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
Good day. The important stories of the day, the things that influence your thinking. Perhaps we may do that a little. I'm more interested to find out what you think about things. 888-302-3684. I've been remiss not going to Kenny for a lot of Facebook and Twitter updates. So facebook.com/good day and let's see, Twitter at Good Day Show. What's there that we would be interested in, Kenny?
That we would be interested in?
Actually, back to you in the studio.
Actually, Leslie sent us a very nice message. She heard us laughing about Samantha Luthwaite earlier in the hour. And she says, what a great way to start a day, laughing so hard. All of you are the best. Laughing is very healthy for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
I wonder
you.
If Miss Luthwaite appreciated it as much as...
Probably not so much, and I apologize. It's okay. My laughing was horrible. You can only imagine the
exactly.
jokes, you know. Come on.
All right, so what else, Kenny?
We also have, because of a story at DougStefan.com and our poll today, a story on Facebook about dressing up pets for Halloween.
Mm.
There is a pug dressed up as Miley Cyrus's wrecking ball. he's wearing a wrecking ball, a costume that makes him look like a wrecking ball. And if you look, you can see a little naked Barbie doll that is sitting on his back that's supposed to be Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Really
he's
funny.
One of the in a contest that Petco is running, and he could win his owner $25,000. He's the favorite right now on their website.
Oh, I bet.
That story at DougStefan.com, as Kenny said, you get a picture of a dog trying to win a Halloween costume contest. 25 grand. The dog in this picture is a pug. Our poll today that Ken mentioned, do you dress up your pets for Halloween? A, yes, they love it almost as much as I do. B, sometimes if I find a really good pet costume. C, I've never before, but have before, rather, and they didn't like it. Charlotte doesn't. She can't stand.
No, cats and dogs don't like to be dressed up. Trust me.
I put my cat in a costume yesterday, and she loved it. She just stayed in it.
Really?
Aw, that's cute.
I dressed her up as a jaguar.
Oh, really? You mean a car?
No.
I know. 888-302-3684. Poll from yesterday. Have you gotten a flu shot yet? Should have done this with Jack. 40, gotta love him. He goes off like I do on flu shots. Back to the immune system. 43% said, yep, get one every year. 42% said, nope, never had one. That's interesting. Pretty much the same equality there in terms of percentages of who's gotten them and who hasn't. Let's see, where is it in the middle? 9% said, not yet, but I'm planning to get a shot. 4% of you said, I get them sometimes, but I don't think I will this year. 3% said, I don't usually get one, but I did this year. Okay, so there you go. results of the poll. Check it out every day, the video of the day and the poll at DougStephan.com. Speaking of the video of the day, actually, I wanted to do a... Shall I do a 2020 news quiz question? I want to do this.
You're the boss,
Bob. We got a lot to do here.
We do.
We have to get to all of your stories. We got to get to the three contestants in our Dream Big America weekly contest. Freshen you up there. But first, I want to know who's been appointed as the U.S. ambassador to Japan. Now, as it was made within the last day or two or three, I want to know the identity of the person who has been confirmed by the Senate as the appointee. The president wants to be the U.S. ambassador to Japan. Who is that person? 888-302-3684. It probably, if you don't know, when you do find out, you won't be surprised for any number of reasons. And I don't mean that she wants to join that band called the Slants. That's not what I'm saying. But she's, sort of connected. Who's been appointed U.S. ambassador to Japan? Know the answer. Won a swell prize. 888-302-3684. And if you've won a swell prize and haven't gotten it yet, then you know why you shouldn't come back and ask for another one. Let somebody else call to win. 888-302-3684. Who is the new U.S. ambassador to Japan? So, now, we're getting, I don't know if Kenny, did you have another story you wanted to tell beside that one? Or are you satisfied with your airtime?
Yeah, I do have a little story. I thought this was kind of neat.
Diddy.
Are you familiar with Record Store Day?
No.
Are there record stores anymore?
There are some independent record stores that people who still collect vinyl are very excited about.
Wow.
And every April they have a special day to highlight their stores, encourage people to go out. And a lot of singers and bands have been producing special records of rarities that you can only get on Record Store Day. And this year they're doing one for Black Friday, and some of the acts that are giving them things. There's an unreleased Nirvana record.
Really?
Lady Gaga and Bob Dylan all have special things coming out that you'll only be able to get on that one day on Black Friday.
Really?
At record stores.
How cool is that?
On vinyl only.
On vinyl only.
I still got my... Oh, it's not a Victrola, but it certainly is something that I can use to play records on. That sounds fun. I'd like to do something like that. All right, so there's Kenny's story.
There's a huge list of singers and bands that are doing this. I just gave you some highlights, but I'm going to put it up at DougStephan.com so you can check it out if you're interested.
All right. Here's Roberta with something that will scare you.
Oh, is that my cue to say my story?
Oh, my gosh.
How long have you been on? Never mind how long have you been on with me, 20 years or more. How long have you been in radio?
Michael.
50 years or 40-some-odd years.
Michael.
What?
I need music. I sent him an email.
Really?
Yes.
All right, maybe we should go to Jennifer's story where you guys can figure out what the heck it is you're doing. And we'll get
back
to you.
I need music for this.
Oh, good God.
All right, so do you guys know what motorboating is? Because I'm going to guess that Roberta and Ken do, but that Doug does not.
Motorboating is going out on a motorboat on a lake or a pond or a stream or something.
Okay, that is true. Now, do you know the other definition of motorboating, Dougie?
Probably there's some connotation to it that I'm going to
kind of when you
be
have,
accused
you know,
of being naive, and I don't know.
Big bazoongas, and then men go like that. You know, that's anyway.
You know what sailors call motorboats?
Huh?
We call them stink pots.
All right, could we just finish this story as quickly as possible?
Here's the story. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm very ready.
There are these three guys, Jason, Jesse, and Kong. They run Simple Pickup.
The law firm. Jason, Jesse, and Kong.
They run SimplePickup.com, and they teach men how to approach and ask women out. Well, because it is October, and because it's Think Pink Month, and everybody's raising money for breast cancer, they launched a fundraising effort earlier in the month where they donated $20 to breast cancer research to each woman who let them, you know, go motorboating. They raised more than $2,000 in one day, and they promised to chip in an extra $100 for every 100,000 views of the video on YouTube. So they brought the total up to $7,000. It's a good little chunk of change for three guys in a day's work, right? They donated it to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, and they were shocked when the donation was rejected and the check was returned. Mm-hmm. After seeing the video, the charity asked them to take it down. They refunded the money and asked the Lady Killers not to use their name anymore, and they thought it was offensive. So my question is, should they have taken the money because it was $7,000 that they could have put through to good use, or do you think they're right in saying that this was disrespectful to women, even though the women consented in the video?
Now, Jackie, did you see anything in the video?
No, I mean, it was all out in public. It was all on the street.
Yeah.
All right, Roberta,
did
I want you,
volunteer?
To actually...
Jen?
We're going to keep moving now.
Okay.
I asked if we could talk about this.
Yeah. I know you did.
I was only listening
with one ear when you asked that question.
Come on, this was a good story.
It was perfect. Yeah, just great. So, Roberta, your story I'm going to save for those who are going to be around the next hour. If you don't, you want to listen to the sixth hour of the Wednesday Good Day program, because Roberta is going to engage. We have basically a psychic hour, spirit hour, in the next hour of Good Day. And we're going to have this, we're going to ask you to compare notes with Lisa Lano, who is our resident psychic. Okay, we'll do that in the next hour. 18 before the hour, let's get the answer to our 2020 news quiz, and then we'll have some of the excerpts of our weekly Dream Big America contest here on Good Day. Where do I want to go? First caller was on line 9, is that right, Michael? So I should take the first caller first. Tristan in Moscow, Idaho. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. Who has been confirmed by the Senate as President Obama's choice to be the U.S. ambassador to Japan?
Caroline Kennedy.
Yes, Caroline Kennedy, daughter of President JFK, is going to be the new ambassador. She was nominated because, it's payoff. Most of these really visible ambassadorships are political payoffs, but you know, and I think that Caroline Kennedy actually is an expert, if I understand correctly, in Japanese history, so that'll be good. How'd you happen to know that, Tristan? You just heard it in the news, or did you look it up?
Yeah, well, I was just listening to you, and I Googled it really quick.
No, that's perfect.
No shame in that.
No, not at all. Good for you. Did you hear us talking about President Kennedy's brain earlier?
No, I didn't.
President Kennedy's brain was taken out of his body when he was killed, and Robert F. Kennedy gave it to the Secret Service. They put it in a filing cabinet, and somebody stole it. So I wanted you to be the first in your neighborhood, Tristan, to know that. All right?
You can make some flyers for him.
All right, yeah. You can maybe, put them up on a pole. President Kennedy's brain missing.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. All right, Tristan, hold on a second. You'll get a swell prize. By the way, on this date, 1962, President Kennedy informed the world that the Soviet Union was building secret missile bases in Cuba. And he had ordered a naval quarantine. Remember the blockade of Cuba? How many people remember that? Or at least studying it in school, hopefully. He told Premier Khrushchev to remove the missiles. There was a standoff. We thought we were all going to be toast, and we obviously are not, because he prevailed. That was a good moment, actually. It was a bad moment, but a good moment, if you know what I mean. Speaking of good moments, in a moment we're going to hear some of the good moments in the pitches from our Dream Big America contestants, so you'll know who to vote for at dreambigamerica.us.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And transfer all of your prescriptions to Rite Aid today to get Wellness 65 Plus points that could earn you up to 20% off almost the whole store for a year. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle.
Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
I'm 14 before you. Right. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Ken Kessler and Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Every week we have a contest on the last hour of the Tuesday program called Dream Big America, in which we underscore, highlight three different people who have created a new business and trying to make it in America difficult, but we are here because we think America, we collectively, me, people on my program, I partnered with a guy named Adam Taff in Kansas City to put all this together to bring these people who need to have attention to the surface so that you can get to know who these people are and, more importantly, what their product is. So this week we have three different companies represented, starting with a fellow named Hart Schaefer, who's the founder of TheraSpecs, a different sort of type of designer eyewear. Here he is explaining to a point what his idea is all about.
Clinical studies have shown that light itself, especially harsh artificial lighting like fluorescence and computer screens, can trigger rewards in headaches, migraines, eye strain, fatigue, and other problems. Our eyewear filter out the wavelengths of light that cause most problems in the brain and the eye, and also block that fast moving pulsing and fluorescent lighting that makes so many people feel unwell. And TheraSpecs eyewear are far more affordable than the months or years of pills that are the alternative. They have no side effects, and they come with a money-back guarantee for the off chance they don't help.
All right. So we're going to give you all three, the ideas of all three of these. If you feel like voting for the one that deserves the most support, you go to dreambigamerica.us, and you'll see all of their stories right there. Vote for one of them. Or you can, if you want to, text DBA to 61222DREAM, if that's easier for you to vote. Help yourself to that. Second contestant this week is kind of like second name. What is that? The name game, second name, same as the first. Anyway, never mind. Her name is MJ. She calls herself MJ. Mijung Zhang, who runs Vonciers. Interesting idea for those of you who are planning a wedding or a special party. Listen to this.
There is so much to get done for a wedding. Most importantly, you need to find all your wedding vendors. And on top of that, you have to book appointments with each of these vendors. Now, all of us are used to booking everything online these days, but surprisingly, the wedding industry is still quite behind. So I built Vonciers to make the wedding planning process easier for brides everywhere so that other women won't have to go through what I went through. Vonciers stands for virtual concierge, the point being that like a concierge service, we make finding vendors and booking appointments super easy. It's a wedding planning site where brides can find all the vendors they need and book all their appointments online, which means no more sitting by the phone and no more phone tags. And vendors don't have to worry about missing calls from their customers. So it's a win-win for everyone.
All right. Who thinks that's a good idea? Vote for, she calls herself MJ Jang. The company is Vonciers. It's at Vonciers, VonCierge.com. Last contestant from this week, Neil Bloom, runs the Portfolium in San Diego. This is for people who are trying to create a resume.
I want to tell you a story about a college kid named Nick. Nick is the oldest child in a big family. In high school, he played baseball and continues to love the game. But you know what he's really passionate about? Space. So much so, in fact, that last year he started his own rocket club on campus, where every week the club meets to build and talk about rockets. He's been making model rockets since he was a young kid and has now built a community around it. We met Nick last year and told him about the Portfolium. Nick loved the idea of a platform where he would be able to show off his passion for space, upload all of his work, and document his experiences.
And through that, he got a job. That's the idea. Through that, he got a job. So this is another great idea. So if you want to vote, you have till 2 this afternoon Eastern Time. I'll announce the winner tomorrow. The finals for this week, dreambigamerica.us, vote there. Or you can dial text, by the way, DBA to 612-22-DREAM. That's 612-223-7326. Vote now.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
From the movie Ghostbusters, first one, 1984. Chucker, there have been two, wasn't there talk of another one?
Oh, there's been talking of a third one for the last probably 3 years, but...
what are they waiting for?
Evidently Bill Murray doesn't want to do it.
Really?
Dan Aykroyd's gung-ho, but it's unlikely the studio's going to give anybody $150 million without Bill Murray. But we'll see how it plays out. I'll tell you one thing. The original Ghostbusters still has tremendous popularity and revivals around the country. I did a revival a few months ago. We had a big crowd, and It still plays very well on the big screen. So.
Yeah, it's a fun romp. It really is, despite the creepy, crawly creatures. 54 past the hour. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here. We have movie music, which we've just taken care of from now until the end of the month, all about fun Halloween movies, whether it's the music or our quiz. We have three excerpts, audio excerpts from a movie that was big during the Halloween period. 1987, in fact, is the year. So listen carefully. We're going to play three audio cuts from the movie. If you know what it is, you'll call us at 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue.
Don't ever invite a vampire into your house, you silly boy. It renders you powerless.
Is that John, why am I, you know who I mean. The New York, play the next cut, see if it's who I think it is.
You'll never grow old, Michael, and you'll never die, but you must feed.
Sounds like Kiefer Sutherland. I don't think it is.
I don't think it? So.
John, who am I looking for? Who's the actor that I'm looking for? That was, isn't that
that's
awful?
I think that's a character actor who was just the first clip.
I'm thinking of. All right. Anyway, this is a big New York actor, and I can see his face. He plays good guys sometimes, bad guys sometimes. Great character. And he's actually a theatrical mainstay. That's why he lives in New York. He does movies to make money, but he'd much rather be on stage. Come on, Roberta. You know who I'm talking about.
Right. This is not a fun game.
No, all right. Next, last call.
One thing about living in Santa Carla I never could stomach. All the damn vampires.
888 302-3684. Chuck, you got it?
I have it. Actually, you know, one of the young actors in this film who's now in his 30s evidently has a book coming out that is pretty controversial about the experience of being a child star, specifically when he's doing that movie. It's pretty disturbing. Huh.
Really? All right. Yeah. Well, we'll get to that once we identify the movie. 888-302-3684. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline. We fuel connections. Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
All right, so Chuck, what do we have in the movie news bag today?
We'll start off with actor Stephen Lang's evil Colonel character, who is, I think, the best thing in the blockbuster hit Avatar, will return for the three sequels, that according to director James Cameron.
Is that Stephen Lang?
Stephen Lang. Even though his character was killed off at the end of Avatar, it is science fiction, and the director is going to find some way for him to return for three more sequels. Good. Avatar 2 comes out December 16, 2016. Other news, the biopic on the late life of John Belushi moving forward with a few actors being sought out for the role. Reportedly, one of them is Joaquin Phoenix. I actually think Zach Galifianakis would make a pretty decent John Belushi, at least in looks. And Ridley Scott's biblical epic of Exodus, the story of Moses, starring Chris DuVale, currently filming, will hit theaters December 12, 2014. Looks huge, according to some of the stills I've seen.
All right, let's see if we can find out the ID of the movie. Jenny is in Anthony, Ohio. Where's that, Jenny?
Anthony, New Mexico. We're like 10 minutes from El Paso.
Really? That's close to Ohio. I'm glad. Nice job, Michael. All right, meanwhile, Jenny, what's the name of that movie?
The Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys from Halloween of 1987. Did you enjoy the movie?
Oh, yes. It's one of my favorites.
All right, really? What does that say about you?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.